Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from the Grand Ballroom at the Hilton Westchester in Rybrook, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 2018 Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester, Connecticut, Hudson Valley Chapters Team Fundraising Award Recognition Event. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, along with a mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer. My tag team partner for the night, Frank Capo of Franz Roll, will be joining us as well. And we want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Mixmaster Matt. And we want to remind you, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can certainly like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, yes, this is the 2018 event honoring the top fundraising teams. It's been going on for about 10 years now, but it's the first time that it's actually held at this location, the Hilton Westchester here in Rybrook. And they'll be honoring the top teams, fundraising teams, from individuals, friends and family, to corporate teams. And the top awards that will be given out tonight are as follows. These are the categories: the Mission Award, the Spirit Award, Hall of Fame Award, and Making a Difference Award. And there's also some other honors that will be doled out. One is called the 1949 Club, and that's a foundation that was started, yes, back in 1949. And very simple, the team that raises $1,949 gets invited into that club, and also the Bright Light Award will be given out. So it should be a very, very festive evening, and we're pleased to have with us as our very first guest tonight, our host for the evening, we have with us David Catalan. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing here at Hilton Westchester. David, good evening to you. It should be a very fun night tonight, and you've been on the job for about 6 months. Tell us about this event tonight.
Well, we were happy to host our co-host with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society because our hotel is very interested in ingraining ourselves in the local community and letting know that Hilton as a entity likes to give back to the community. So when they approached us to work with us on this event, we were absolutely excited because it fit right into all of our plans.
And how long ago was that they just decided this would be a great location? Because last year they were in Connecticut, but again, it's the first time they're actually here in Westchester for this event.
Well, a couple of my team members had actually reached out to them and said that they'd like to work with them. So probably I'd say anywhere from 3 to 4 months ago, we started to put the plans together and help and learn and understand what it was that they wanted to do tonight. And it all comes together now.
What does this organization mean to Westchester, having a presence here? I mean, it is part of the regional chapter, but they do so many events. So they have the Man and Woman of the Year. We've covered that. And also that great Light the Night Walk that we do annually.
Well, you know, I'm new to the area and new to the organization, but I know that they have been so, they've gotten really interwed with the local community. So we want to support them, and we've seen them do and connect with a lot of the neighbors here, and so it's been a good plus for us.
Now, talk about what you do, sales and marketing. What exactly does that job entail here at the Hilton? What do you actually do with that?
Well, that's an easier question for me. Thank you. I lead a group of professionals that help land events like this. But in addition to that, we bring in professional groups, corporate organizations like an IBM, other nonprofits that want to do something here at the hotel for either fundraising or appreciation of both their employees and their contributors. So I have probably a team of about 13 people, some that specialize in getting what we call catering events like this one, others that specialize in getting group events like small conventions and regional conventions here, and then others that are strictly all about taking care of our customer, the event team, who are the ones that are really heading up everything here tonight.
So you kind of go around the local area, the local region, to try to get some events here?
Absolutely. Not only the local region, but also countrywide, across the U.S., and every now and then an international organization.
This is one of a host of many events. I mean, we've been here to this very location. I remember we did the Business Expo, the Westchester Business Expo. That's going to be, that was last year that we were here. It's a wonderful location for events like these.
Well, you know, we have the largest set of ballrooms here in the county.
Oh, you do?
Yes. So most of the organizations will always look to us when they want to have as many contributors in the room as possible. So I'm happy to say that the Westchester Business Council is hosting their event here again this year. It's only in about another couple of months, maybe 6 weeks or so. Our Westchester ballroom upstairs has about 10,000 square feet of space, so we can get up and probably host as many as 1,000 people at dinner.
Now, describe the hotel for those who may not have seen this place before, the Hilton Westchester. When they come here for the very first time, what will they notice here? I mean, it's really beautiful, especially out in the lobby. I mean, there's a fireplace and just a wonderful location, dining areas, the whole bit.
Well, you know, this hotel was once known, and still kind of is, as the Waldorf in the Woods. But when you step into this hotel, what you experience is a very resort-like feeling. We're the only hotel in the market that has 4 tennis courts. We have 2 pools, one indoor, one outdoor. Lots, as you've noticed, lots and lots of green area, lots of gardens so that people can enjoy the nature that's around us at this point. And it works for everyone because we are very big on technology. You can open your guest room door with your phone, your smartphone, but we're also very good and very big on just down-home hospitality, making sure that everybody's experience in the building is something that they'll remember.
Yeah, even on a day like this when they first came in, I mean, it's cold outside, but when you see that fireplace, it's a nice, warm, inviting atmosphere once you walk in through the doors.
Well, you should try the bar after this event because they can most certainly serve you a nice, warm drink as well. There's a lot to be said for our tech lodge, which is right up front when you come in because it's a landing area for local business people a lot of times who just need to connect to the internet or maybe have a small meeting in the lobby. So we really do. We service people from 1 to 1,000. So it's a pretty exciting place to be.
And I take it they come from all over the area, not just the tri-state area when they come here?
You know, we truly, our biggest market in our backyard is the tri-state area. So most of the people that come through this building either have a company here that's nearby or family in the market. And as I said, on occasion, we get companies from across the country, associations from across the country, but everybody has a place here at the Hilton Westchester.
All right. Well, if anybody would like more information about your services here, where can they contact you?
Well, of course, we have a web presence. You can go to the internet and just plug in our name, and our site will come up for you. But just calling the primary number here at the hotel will get anybody on my team or myself to talk to them.
All right, David Catalan, Director of Sales and Marketing at the Hilton Westchester, thanks for joining us. Have a fun night tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Glad you're here, and we certainly will.
We appreciate it. Thank you, David. David Catalan, ladies and gentlemen, with the Hilton Westchester. If you just tuned in, Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live from Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's team fundraising recognition dinner that's going on here at the Grand Ballroom at the Hilton Westchester. My name is Jim Cleefield. My tag team partner for the night, Frank Kappa, will be joining us a little bit later on as well. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the festivities in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Grand Ballroom here at the Hilton Westchester in Rybrook, and we're here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's local chapter 2018 Light the Night Top Fundraising Team Reception Recognition Dinner that's going on tonight. My name is Jim Cleefield, along with the mixmaster Maddie the K Mac K and her engineer, my tag team partner Frank Capo of Friendsworld joining us tonight as well. And we want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest, a good friend of ours. We've talked to him many times before. He is the chair of the Board of Trustees for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Hudson Valley, Westchester, Connecticut chapter, and he is Ronnie Ram. Ronnie, good to see you, and happy 2018, my friend.
Happy New Year and happy 2018 to you.
Now, again, you're chair of the Board of Trustees with the local chapter, and you were one of the top fundraisers last year. It's for Light the Night. That's one of the reasons we're here tonight for all these teams. Tell us about the work you've been doing.
So for Man of the Year, I was a Man of the Year runner-up. So Man of the Year is one of the campaigns, and Light the Night that we're celebrating tonight is one of the very successful campaigns that Leukemia Lymphoma runs all across the country in an effort to raise a lot of money for cancer research, advocacy, and patient access and education.
Well, we have several categories and several teams that are being honored tonight, from individuals, friends and family, corporate. We've got the Mission Award, the Spirit Award, Hall of Fame Award, Making a Difference. All these awards really show how much people are making a difference, because the end game, Ronnie, of course, is to find a cure for leukemia.
Absolutely. And essentially, there are several teams that are compiled, but everyone is here because they have some sort of connection. Either it's a direct connection to someone in their family that's either lost or suffering, unfortunately, from cancer, blood cancer or others, or they have a friend, somebody they work with or work for a company that's responsible enough and says, wow, we want to make a contribution. So each and every person on this team, especially the people that are being awarded, went out and asked people for money. They said, listen, can you support me in my effort to raise money so people don't have to suffer like this family has suffered before in the past? Additionally, in every campaign we run, we have honored heroes. So we have usually a boy of the year, a man of the year, a girl of the year, and here we have honored heroes. So there are families that are gracious enough to share their story with the community and with the people and the teams to allow them to bring a little bit of emotional appeal and a personal touch to their appeal of asking for money to make this such a successful program, which it was.
It really is a team effort. It's not just one team. It's really, as they say, it takes a village, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And again, the money you raised, again, you're looking to go for a cure, and that fight continues, right?
Fight continues, and, you know, for some people, this is their fifth or seventh or tenth year going. For some people, it's their first one. I think people are getting very excited because there's nothing more inspiring than being able to take a step and make a difference. So some of the teams here, which is really interesting, are first-time teams. So friends and family teams or corporate teams, they came out, they saw the power of this walk, they saw the power of the ask and how people stepped up. And they're prepared. Even now, they're already thinking about what can we do different next year? How much more can we raise? How much greater can we grow our team and our support system? So we're very excited that they put in so much. And myself as a volunteer and everyone on staff, along with the other fellow volunteers and board of trustee members, are here to help.
And there have been some advances in treatment since the last time we got together for this event. There have been advances, and that's really good news.
There have been tremendous advances, things we haven't seen in 50 years. So everything now is about, you know, immunotherapy. Everything now is about personalized treatment, and the funding that came from LLS has now seen results that are astounding. You know, two biotech companies that LLS funded in the past 10 years have now been bought up for ridiculous amounts of money by larger biotechs that say, wow, you actually have found a way, a path for a cure here, and we can now monetize on that. And that's just a testament to the fact that LLS goes in early, they go into promising research, and they make a difference to allow the next step of investment in there to really find a cure that can make a huge difference in people's lives.
We're far from the finish line, Ronnie, but again, we're taking it one step at a time. We're making great headway here.
Absolutely. One step at a time, $1 at a time, one volunteer at a time.
If anybody is interested and they're hearing this and they would like to make a donation, they can just go on the website, right?
Yeah, LLS.org, no matter if you live in New York or Kentucky or California or Shanghai, it's an international organization. While we really talk about our 54 or 60 chapters locally, people can make a donation, support anywhere in the world. You don't even have to join a campaign. You can just fundraise. They'll give you a fundraising page, and you can contribute whatever you can.
All right. Ronnie Ram, again, chair of the Board of Trustees with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester, Connecticut, Hudson Valley chapter. Thanks so much for joining us. And also, by the way, he's with Inspiria Media. We should also mention, of course, Westchester Talk Radio brings you the Inspiria Media Marketing Hour, which I believe we have tomorrow, right?
We do, at the City Center in White Plains.
We'll see you then.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate it. Ronnie Ram, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from the Grand Ballroom here at the Hilton Westchester in Rybrook. And we're here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's local chapter's fundraising team recognition dinner that is going on. My name is Jim Cleefield. My tag team partner, Frank Capua of Franz Wilbur, joined us for the next segment coming up. We're going to take this short break. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI. Ranty today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hey, this is Fran Capo, and we are here at Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Hilton, and we are at the Light the Night LLS Awards dinner here. And with me, I am very happy to say, but first of all, we're live here, Westchester Talk, broadcasting live, and we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, and Fixed Rate Power. And you could download the app at Westchester Talk Radio. And with me right now is Andrew Singer. He's the Vice President of Field Operations. And you are here at the awards because in the past, well, you've been involved with the LLS for how long?
I've been involved with LLS for 15 months now.
Wow, that's amazing. And we were just talking off air, and you were saying that last time your team, right, you're in charge of a team, had raised a lot of money. Tell us a little bit about what the process was.
Well, over at the national headquarters where I work, we raised, the staff there, $135,000. And this year, we've raised over $200,000.
That is amazing. So you're saying in 1 year, you $50,000 more.
Yeah, more than 50,000.
Well, you said 150 to 2 to
135 to 200,000.
Oh, 135 to 200,000. Okay, that is amazing just in itself, because that means your team was working really hard. So now, this is about Light the Night. Now, some people might not know what that is. Obviously, people here at the awards know. And I know from what I was looking at, there's 200 different places that they have it around the country and Australia. It's international. And you said that you've been involved. So explain to somebody, you know, who might want to donate or sponsor, what the night is like.
Okay. Well, first of all, anybody can get involved with Light the Night at www.lightthenight.org. And it's the event itself takes place in various cities around the U.S. and also Canada. We have 56 chapters in the U.S., about 90 offices, and we have about 5 regional offices in Canada. And there's probably about overall 186 walks each year, all over both countries, and in Puerto Rico and Hawaii and different places. So it's an exciting event where individuals, teams, you can participate as an individual, as a team, or even with corporate teams themselves, they get involved too. We put on this wonderful event at night. Where we have entertainment, we have food, we have fun, we have mission tents to explain everything there is to know about blood cancer and how to get involved. And it's just a wonderful event that focuses around the survivors, the people who are there to support the survivors, and also the people that are there to support, you know, that are there because they've lost somebody too to cancer, to blood cancer.
Yeah, and I heard that actually that even people are holding different color lanterns. There's white, red, and gold is for in memory of somebody. Red is for the survivors?
No, white is for the survivors.
And red is for the sponsors.
Red is for the supporters supporters of the event, you know, yes.
So tell us exactly, so you're a head of a team?
Yes. So in addition to being vice president of field operations at the headquarters, I was the head of two teams. One, our national field department, and we raised about $20,000 ourselves. And then there's another team that I was involved in, which was called Operating for the Cure. So it more of the, you know, the operations IT areas of the organization, and we raised almost $50,000.
Wow. And how big is your team?
The first team, the National Field Development, we had 12 people on it.
And you raised all that money with 12 people?
Yes. And then the Operating for the Cures has about 40 people on that.
Wow. And so you do this throughout the year?
No, we started actually in September, and the fundraising goes actually through January 31st. So if anybody does want to donate, you can still sign up online and actually pick a team and actually make a donation to it up through January 31st to count in this year.
And where would they go to do that donation?
www.lightthenight.org.
That's lightthenight.org. And so, Andy, so how long have you been involved again?
I've been involved for 15 months in the organization.
So 15 months you've been involved. In that 15 months, what made you decide for this? Do you know somebody that's a survivor?
Well, for myself, my mother passed away from multiple myeloma in 2007. And so I had always been in the for-profit world and joined LLS in October of 2016. And it's, you know, I got to say, it's a wonderful place, because no matter how tough of a day you have, you know you're there curing cancer.
You know what? That's got to be a great feeling, because you know that you're helping other people, and a lot of the money goes to the research and breaking technology, right, for this?
Yes, there's been 12 major breakthroughs this year on research that's been approved by the FDA just this past year in 2017, and LLS was significantly involved with 10 of those 12 breakthroughs. So it's a wonderful place to get involved in. You know, we've got about 1,000 staff, but we have about 50,000 volunteers out there. So, you know, you can get involved. You don't have to, you know, join up and try and join the organization as staff. There's many, many different ways, and Light the Night is one of the ways that we raise our funds to go to the mission to help cure cancer.
And I love it, because it's very symbolic. It's coming out of the darkness, because that's when, you know, people hear that, oh my gosh, I have cancer, and then walking into the light. So it's very, very symbolic too. And I've had 3 members of my family who were affected by cancer as well. And so I just think you guys are doing an amazing thing. So congratulations on all the wonderful work that you've been doing.
Well, thank you very much. And I've enjoyed being here and talking with you.
Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you later tonight.
All right.
Okay. Thanks.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hey, this is Fran Capo, and we're here at the Hilton. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and like I said, we're broadcasting live from the Hilton, and we are at the Awards LLS event, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Northeast Environmental, and Fixed Rate Power. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. And now I am sitting here with Ryan Kohler of RFR Capital, and you are involved also in Light the Night Walk as well, right?
That's correct, yep. I'm with Team RFR Capital. We're located in Yonkers, New York. We're just the first year in business. We just commenced, so we just started off with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. We raised about $5,000, and this year we're looking to go ahead and ramp it up and do some more.
That's amazing. This is your first year in business, period, and you right away did something charitable?
Correct.
That's awesome.
So pretty much, you know, we do a lot of networking events in Westchester. So we went ahead and we found Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and not a lot of small business owners are involved. So we went ahead and, you know, we took this over and decided to stick with them, the Leukemia Lymphoma, and keep it going. We're ready to ramp it up for this year and keep it, you know, going a lot more.
That's great. And how big is your company?
Well, right now we have about five guys. So, you know, we're all friends. We just started off about a year ago, like I said, and we're ready to ramp it up. And we all, you know, helped out. And that's how we started it.
And what exactly does your company do?
Sure. We do private financing. It's small business financing for small to medium sized businesses. That's what we do.
See, that's great, because it's five friends working together. Not only are you starting your own business, but at the same time, you decided to give back to society as well.
That's correct. A lot of small business owners don't really, you know, they don't take the time to get into these societies. So we figured we stick out like a sore thumb and do something a little different and give back to the community.
Well, you know what they say? I mean, that everybody who, you know, it's like karma. You give out and then that helps. Not that that's the reason you're doing it. But the thing is, when you do something good like that, I think the universe sees, and the universe goes, good job. So let me ask you, what was the reason that you chose LLS? Did you have a personal, did anyone in your group have a personal affiliation or something that happened?
It was a couple of, you know, friends and family, and also I've been, you know, part of the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. I've walked with a couple of friends and family members a couple of years ago. Didn't have any personal connections myself, but obviously my close friends did, so that's why we went ahead and we saw this organization and we decided to become part of it.
So what did it feel like doing one of the first walks?
It definitely, I felt like it was, we gave a lot back to the community. It was exciting, you know, at the same time, it was a little bit of, you know, overwhelming, but we overcame that, and we're very excited to ramp it up for this year, and, you know, we put this walk together in a couple of short months, and now we're just looking to push it forward and keep it going.
I think that's excellent. Well, thank you so much, Ryan, and congratulations and enjoy the night. And I think it's amazing that you guys, just five guys in business for the first year, and you're already doing something to give back to the community. That is awesome. That's RFR Capital. And where again are you
located? We're located in Yonkers, New York, immediately in the Ridge Hills Shopping Center.
So you gotta check these. These are guys with big hearts. Okay. All right. And you're listening once again to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Hilton at the LLS Awards reception night.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
So this is Fran Capo, and we're broadcasting live on Westchester Talk Radio at the Hilton at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Awards Recognition Event. And the place is filling up. And before I continue, I want to say we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, and Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. And now with me, my next guest is Robert Signori.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, I said it right. Hey, there you go. Okay. So Robert is also with RFR Capital. You are the CEO of that. That is correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So now, I learned from speaking to one of your friends, your partners, that it's just a group of five of you. So why don't you tell me how you guys started your company?
Well, we were, I was in banking for quite some time. Then we went into this industry. I was working for another lender, a private lender, last year, 2016. And day before Thanksgiving, Ryan and I decided to start the business and drop everything and go and roll the dice a little bit. And here we are today, about a year and 2 months later, sitting here at the Leukemia Lymphoma Dinner.
So you guys basically just said, you want to start a business? Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, basically we were in the business for a little bit, and then we realized that we could do it better ourselves, or we thought we could. So far we can. And here we are now, a year and a half later, a year and 2 months later, sitting here at the dinner, at our first awards dinner. We got fifth place in the corporate.
Listen, you guys just started a business. You now, in that first year, decided that you wanted to raise money for charity. I think that is fantastic.
Yeah, we were actually out drinking one night and came across one of the contacts here at Leukemia Lymphoma at a networking event, and we wound up hanging out with her and having a few drinks, and we bonded that way. And you know, I have one of my best friends actually had leukemia twice. And one of his good friends had leukemia as well, so we had a couple survivors, and we said, you know what, if we're going to get partnered with an organization, you know, our first year in business, and, you know, do this with someone, you know, we think that Leukemia Lymphoma Society should be the people who we go with.
Because you had firsthand experience with them helping one of your friends.
Yes, exactly. I saw my friend rehab twice from leukemia, so I know the effects and what that can do to the body. You know, so we knew right there when we met the contacts at Leukemia Lymphoma that this was the right marriage for us. You know, as we grow within an organization and, you know, can continue to give back, we felt that Leukemia Lymphoma Society was the right organization, and we had a special bond with these people right off the bat. On top of the fact that we both knew people that had the illness and saw it happen, so something we want to fight.
Yeah, and that's always more impactful because obviously my mom had breast cancer, which is, you know, different, but it's still cancer. My dad had bladder cancer. My sister had breast cancer. When you see somebody go through something and then you see them helped by an organization to get involved with that organization, and now you're here and you've won an award,
right.
I mean, you have to feel good about that. You guys in 1 year accomplished so much.
Yeah, we did, and you know, we're in a cutthroat finance industry, in an industry that screams for sincerity. So, we feel like we really went, above and beyond this year, and we'll continue to do so with LLS. And you know, there's, you know, we've lost people to, you know, various illnesses, cancer, leukemia. I wish I can give to every organization, but you know, this is definitely a great start for our organization to be paired up with them, and you know, we hope to continue to do more with Leukemia Lymphoma and and other charitable organizations in the future.
Great. Now, if somebody wants to find out, because about your business, where could they reach you guys?
Yeah, you can go to www.rfrcapital.com. We provide working capital to small businesses. You can call us 914-226-3418 if you're looking for working capital for your business, or stop by Ridge Hill, 73 Market. That's where we are.
Okay, you said that kind of fast. So unless somebody had a pen, you might want to say the website or the website slow.
Yep, sure. It's R, F as in Frank, R, capital, CAPITAL.com, RFRcapital.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Robert. And we'll be back. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live at the Hilton for the LLS Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Awards recognition event. Be right back.
Veterans have helped protect and defend our country. To defend us, all have sacrificed some, but some have sacrificed all. The gratitude owed to veterans is immeasurable. They serve our country honorably, without question, and without asking for anything in return. Join Westchester Talk Radio as we honor our veterans with tales of heroism and sacrifice every second Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. live from Scarsdale Ford on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Why We Stand, a very special program made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, MSM Designs, our hosts Scarsdale Ford and Shark Creative. And you can always listen on demand at westchestertalkradio.com under the podcast page. You can also find more information about Why We Stand at scarsdaleford.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hey, this is Fran Capo, and you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Hilton for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Awards and Recognition event for our fundraising teams and sponsors. And this is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Warburg, Durante Rentals, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, and Fixed Rate Power, Northeast Environmental. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. And like I said, we're here at the LLS event, and I have sitting next to me the lovely Helen Bonner. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, and you are, and where are you, where do you work?
I'm an associate broker with Keller Williams New York Realty right here in Wright Plains.
So your job is to sell houses?
Yes, I make dreams a reality. That's what I do.
Oh, I like that. You see how nice she said it. I said sell houses. She said make dreams a reality. I love that. So how long you been doing that?
I'm going into my 14th year.
14 years you've been doing that. That's a lot of places that you've put people in their homes.
Exactly. Yes, I love it. I love what I do.
That's great. And you get to see how people decorate, too.
Yes, I do. I get a lot of tips.
You go home and you go, you know, I want those curtains.
Exactly.
So now you're here tonight. And what brought you here?
Well, what brought me here tonight or what brought me?
Well, don't say a car. I mean, what actually got you that you are involved in this event?
Yes. Okay. Well, through Keller Williams, we do believe in a culture of caring and giving back to the community. We remain very active within our community. So when Esther McCarthy, who's the director of the Campaign for Westchester, approached me, it seemed like there was the right thing for us to do, because we've lost, unfortunately, in our office several agents to cancer, different forms of cancer. So it was something that was very passionate to us to help in any way that we could to give back.
Yeah, and that's important also, because when you have a tie to it, it makes you even, you know, understand the cause and what people have been through themselves, because you've gone through it firsthand. Like I had said before, my mom, my dad, and my sister, and it was only the four of us, all had cancer, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was all within a short period of time. So when you have, an event like this, and you have a charity like this, that's amazing. So did you actually... So are you a team leader or
team captain?
You're a team captain.
Yes. Yes.
And what exactly does a team captain do?
A little of everything. Well, my job was to rally the troops. So our team name was KWNY Westchester Warriors. And, you know, I just kept everyone up and uplifted and, you know, pushed them. We pushed each other to do what we knew what we could do. We had a great time. It was a lovely walk. The weather held up for us. You know, we exceeded our goal, which was a great thing. Like, we set a goal. We didn't know what we were getting in this year. So we set a goal of 5,000. We actually came in over 7,000.
Oh, isn't that a great feeling when you say, oh, we want to get 5, and then all of a sudden you see it's 6, and then it's 7.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, and we had so much fun. It was an amazing time. It was great for team building. It touched us more than we could have even imagined to be there. The energy of the night was amazing.
You know, it's funny because I haven't done it, but I've heard about it on the radio. I mean, I've done other walks for cancer because my sister, like I mentioned, had breast cancer. And, you know, so breast cancer was, but she survived. So, but my mom and dad didn't, unfortunately. But anyway, but the point being is when you're involved with an organization like this and you know that the money is going to research that so somebody else may not, you know, suffered the same consequences, the friends and the people that both of us have had close to it, that makes a big difference. So when you were there that night, I want you, so people who are thinking of donating, give them the feel of what it was like for you to be in that atmosphere with the lanterns and the music.
Well, it was such a high energy event. That it was inspiring for us because they had a survivor's dedication, which they put the beam of light right on the center stage. It gave us chills, actually, because the actual sense of camaraderie, of support, of, you know, just encouragement and inspiration. It was just a beautiful event. And then when we got to walk through with the lanterns, it was beautiful. It was really a beautiful. It was a family event, so we all brought our families. They had a great time.
See, and that's what's important, because sometimes people do things, but they're, you know, they do it and they're there, but it might not move them as much. But this sounds like it really moved you. And how many, I'm sorry, I might have missed it or you might have said it. How many years have you guys been working with this a charity?
First year. This is our very first year, yeah, being involved with this charity. Yes.
That's great. I didn't, you know, I'm like, did I miss that somehow? Okay, so it's your first year being involved. And you've already been moved, so of course you're going to do it next year.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, so now if you did 5 and you get 7, then you're going to do 7 and you're going to get 10.
The bar has been raised.
Thank God it's not a limbo bar.
Exactly.
Anyway, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and you are one of the captains of the team. And again, your company is?
Keller Williams New York Realty. So it's the KWNY Westchester Warriors.
And if somebody wanted to reach you, what's your website?
My website, actually.
She's looking at a card.
Okay. It's homesbyhelen@kwrealty.com.
She's too busy getting people in the home. She doesn't have time to be on the
exactly.
website. Anyway, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Okay. You're welcome. And you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be right back as the event is getting more and more crowded and more exciting. We'll speak to you soon.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hey, this is Fran Capo, and this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Hilton at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Awards Recognition Event for fundraising teams and their sponsors. It's produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelift Paintings, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, Northeast Environmental, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, and Fixed Rate Power. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio apps on iTunes. And like I said, we are at the LLS event, and sitting next to me is a very adorable, although she's in high school and probably does not want that word associated with her, Kate Stevens. How are you, Kate?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Now, I understand you're at this event because you are a survivor.
I am, yes. So about 10 years ago in 2007, I was diagnosed with AML, leukemia. I was 5 years old, and I was able to undergo a successful bone marrow transplant, given to me by my younger sister right over there. And since then, I've been thankfully in good health and happiness, and I have been recognized as a 10 years cancer-free, and things are going well.
That is awesome. And Matt, your sister now is part your sister is part of you now.
Yes, essentially, yeah.
Yeah. Does she bring that up?
Not really.
Oh, good. Okay, there you go. So now let me ask you. So obviously you're here tonight with who?
So I'm here with my dad, my sister, and we have a team, Team Kate Stevens, which we walked in the past LLS walk this past November, and we've been doing so for many, many years.
Now, this is the Light the Night one? Is that the walk you've been
yes.
doing?
Yes, the Light the Night.
Okay, so that means you're holding what color lantern?
White.
You're holding the whitest for the survivors, right? So tell me what it feels like when you're in that crowd.
I think especially because, you know, you're there with a bunch of other, survivors, and, you know, when you're there in that type of community and you're surrounded by people who have been through situations that you've been through, it feels empowering that, like, we have the ability and the power to raise awareness and one day cure this awful blood cancer.
And you know what's amazing, too, is, like, first of all, you look totally out. What type of sports are you into?
I play field hockey, tennis. I'm pretty active in school and in my church, and I'm doing a play right now, and I love to bike, too. This past summer, I biked over 1,500 miles across Europe, and this summer, I'm actually planning on biking across the country. Just once again, I mean, your past does not limit you in anything that you want to do.
See, that is something I always say. Your past does not equal your future. Okay, and I've done things like climb Kilimanjaro and, went down to the Titanic. And I'm always telling people that, and I think it's great that you did that. 1,500 miles.
Yeah.
Who'd you do that with?
So I did it with a summer camp organization. They offer these trips around the world for kids. I mean, it's all about, you know, like being with a group and just finding out self-confidence and who you're meant to be and just the beauty of the world outside of this technology-driven life that we live.
And so you get to appreciate nature, not only just, you know, hey, I'm on my cell phone and I'm watching somebody bicycle yeah. ride.
Exactly. I mean, no communication whatsoever, no phones, no internet, no TV, nothing. And it's just you kind of finding out who you are and what you want to be.
And it's, now just out of curiosity, do you meditate?
I do not on a regular basis, but I have been in health class and we've done meditation.
Because you just seem like such a down-to-earth and centered girl. I mean, seriously, how old are you?
16.
16. Okay, 16 going on 60. Not that you look 60, but I mean, you're 16 and you just have such a, you know, mature attitude. It's great and so uplifting, which is fantastic. Now, let me ask you. So, Team Kate, you put this together?
Yes. So, my dad has been kind of doing it since I was younger and since I was out of the hospital and doing well. And so he's kind of been taking control. And then this past year, we kind of decided that I would, you know, reach out to people and write this long letter in which we sent to other people. And me and him would kind of run the thing together. And that's what we did this year.
And what is your dad's name? Let's give your dad a shout out. What is your dad's name?
My dad's name is Scott Stevens. He's right over there.
And your sister's name?
Her name is Caroline Stevens. She is right there.
Okay, there we go. See, we don't want you to be these nameless people just out there in radio land.
Exactly.
And so, Kate, so how much money did your team raise?
So we raised, I definitely know for sure, almost about $50,000.
Did you say 50?
Yes.
$50,000.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Good job, Dad, sister, and sister. That was for the three of them that was here. I know this is radio, okay, whatever. But you already heard that I introduced you to the people, so you know who I'm talking about. Okay, so that is amazing. And so you've been doing for how many years?
So we've been doing the LLS walk. I mean, we did one in 2008. And so, I mean, at least 8 or 9.
And now you know that, because they've been talking about it, that they've been involved with like 5, you know, helping 5 medical breakthroughs for
yeah.
people with blood cancer. So that has to make you feel good, too.
Yeah, I mean, especially this year, I'm really into math and science at my school. I'm a part of the science research program. And so I've been looking into a lot of, immuno-oncology breakthroughs, specifically with leukemias and also like stem cell research. And A lot of that stuff I'm really interested in, and so I've been doing a lot of outside research on that.
You know what? That's great that you do that and keep doing that, because I actually have Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune. I never like to say disease. I call it condition. Condition can be changed. You know, you get the negative words out of your mind. And stem cell research is very big on that, because, yeah, you know, your body can regenerate and won't reject your own stem cells. So I think it's great. So who knows? You might be bicycle riding and inventing something as you're going 1,500 miles across the country. What do you want to be? I don't want to say when you're grown up, because you already sound grown up, but what do you want to be when you get older?
That's a very tough question. But, I mean, like I said, I'm really into math and science. So I guess I sometimes see myself thinking possible med school and possible oncologist when I'm older, or nurse, or any sort of practitioner, sort of that route. But I also love math, and I mean, it's kind of hard to think about right now, but that's what I love.
But you know what? You're already starting, and you're following your interests, and you're keeping your sports and you know, active, and you know, and you have a lovely family here, and I think it's great. And Kate Stevens, and do you have a website if people want to be a sponsor of your team?
So we do have a link within the LLS website. So if you just go to the Light the Night page and search up Team Kate Stevens, I'm sure you can find our bio and our page and all of our fundraised money and that stuff.
Well, now, I'm not trying to, you know, push people towards one particular person here, but she's very nice. So if you want to do sponsorship, you might want to go to her page. I'm just saying. Anyway, Kate, it's been lovely talking to you. Congratulations. I'm glad you're a survivor. I'm glad that your sister was nice enough. You know, some kids don't even share their toys.
I know.
She doesn't share her clothes.
She doesn't share her clothes? Listen, you got to buy her a shirt.
I mean, she just knows that I have better style than her. And so because of that, she likes my clothes more than her own clothes. So.
All right, Dad, I think you might have to buy, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. You're going to have to buy duplicate shirts here. Okay? So anyway, thank you, Kate. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And congratulations on being a survivor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been great.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. And we'll be back with more. People are starting to go inside. I think they're getting hungry and they want to eat and see what awards they win. Okay, Kate, you better go in and get some food.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Grand Ballroom here at the Hilton Westchester in Rye Brook. We're here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's local chapter, the Light the Night Fundraising Team Recognition Dinner. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster Maddie the K, Matt K, and her engineer, and my tag team partner for the night, my friend Frank Capo of Fran's World as well. Thank you so much as well. We want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my final guest, I'm pleased to have with us an old friend of ours from Phelps Memorial Hospital. She is Amy Ferrara, and you're a Marketing and Communications Manager. That's your new title. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy to see you guys again. Happy to be at this event, and happy to be here.
Yeah, it's a very, very special night. They're recognizing all these teams as part of Light the Night. Fundraising efforts, of course, the goal of the society is to find a cure, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. At Phelps, actually, we just opened a cancer institute back in about, I'd say, February, and we were able to get quite involved with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society that way, and we were able to support them. They were able to help support our patients. So really, the collaborative effort with getting involved with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has not only allowed us to better serve our patients, but just really to better serve our community and vice versa, help them fundraise and help spread the word about these blood cancers and the importance of raising awareness.
Well, we certainly have made a lot of progress in terms of the treatment, Amy, and trying to get to that cure, but we're certainly not anywhere near the finish line. But No. But people like yourself are trying to make people's lives better as they live with this.
Exactly. My job at the hospital is to educate the community and the public on these types of cancers, do everything we can to prevent these types of cancers. Raising awareness is key. We want to get people in the door. We want them talking about these types of cancers. A lot of other cancers get a little more attention, I'd say. But leukemia and lymphoma, personally to me, is something I'm very passionate about. My grandfather passed the day before Thanksgiving from lymphoma, so it's very near and dear to me, and anything I can do to help the organization, anything Phelps Hospital can do to help the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is really what we're here to do.
Well, since you've opened, I mean, you've been getting a lot of patients, I take it, right?
We have. We have a lot more lymphoma patients. I don't want to say we've doubled since we've opened, but we are, you know, fully capable to treat their needs and deal with the entire spectrum of cancer care. And we want to do everything to get the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's resources in our doors so we can just better serve those patients.
And again, all the money they've raised, I mean, they've done a fantastic job, all these teams.
Yes.
I mean, as I've said at the top of the show, it really takes a village. And all these teams we just talked to, a team captain was also a survivor. She's doing very, very well.
Yes, absolutely. This last, from my understanding, you know, again, I just said this past year I got involved with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, but a couple coworkers of mine had attended the events in Westchester in the past, and they said this year the crowd had tripled, if not quadrupled, in attendance and the fundraising dollars. And I think people are really starting to talk about it, and, you know, people are really starting to raise awareness, raise money, raise funds to bring attention to these types of cancers. And that's really what we all need to continue doing to bring it to where it should be.
Well, again, the society is not just here in the tri-state area, Amy. It is really a national effort.
Yes, and I think I need to go over there.
Yeah, we don't want to keep you, but again, we appreciate your being on with us, and congratulations again, and thanks again for helping out.
Thank you for having me. Love to talk to you guys.
Thank you, Amy. Have fun tonight.
Thank you, Amy Ferrara,
ladies and gentlemen, again, Marketing and Communications Manager, her new title with Phelps Memorial Hospital. And again, she's our final guest tonight here at this event here going on to the Grand Ballroom at the Hilton Westchester. It is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's local chapter. They're honoring the team fundraising efforts, and they do a fantastic job. Well, that'll do it for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield, and again, for Matt Cann, thanks so much for joining us. And we just want to remind you that we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, it is, Mixmaster Matt. And don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. For my friend Fran Capo of Fran's World, and to you, Andrew Castellano, our CEO of Shark Media and Shark Creative, thanks for your efforts as well. We appreciate that. And thank you, too, to the audience, you at home. You make radio great. Well, have a good evening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.